This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 23. The Disciples. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The disciples were hiding together behind locked doors in the days after Jesus' death. They weren't just afraid of being recognized or ridiculed for following a teacher that had been sentenced and crucified. They feared for their lives. They were afraid of what the Jewish leaders might do to try to wipe out any remaining followers of their enemy Jesus. Some of us might look down on the disciples for their fear. But I think most of us would have reacted the same way if we were in their position. In fact, we might also act out of fear in our everyday living as followers of Jesus today. Most of us, if we live in a place of religious freedom, don't have to fear for our lives because of our faith. But there are many people who do. And even if we don't fear for our lives, we might have fears about what our friends, classmates, coworkers, or even family members might think of us if we told them what we believe. While these reactions may make sense, Jesus' greeting to his disciples should ring in our ears whenever we might be afraid. Jesus greeted his disciples with the words, "Peace be with you." And that same peace is offered to us if ever we are afraid. Pray with me. Risen Lord, we don't want to be afraid. Help us always to have your peace in our lives, especially if we are afraid. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.